Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Recently, Jamie and I covered a really interesting AI startup called Flux. And actually, we kind of covered how Elon Musk's XAI, they have their Grok model, which is pretty much like ChatGPT embedded into Twitter, and how they've embedded this new Flux model. It's an image generator, and it is really, really phenomenal. It's open source, so that's why Elon Musk and XAI could just grab it and plug it in. It's open source. It's a really powerful image generator. I personally have switched a bunch of people working on projects from me from ChatGPT's image generator to this. I'll explain why. I'll explain what they're doing. But the big story here is that the company behind Flux, which is Black Forest Labs, has just raised $100 million at a $1 billion valuation. There is so much going on in this story. Before we get into it, Jamie, you want to tell us a little bit about what our exclusive piece of content in the school community is this week?
Yeah, so if you have not heard of our school community yet, you got to go check it out. It is an amazing resource to actually learn how to make money online using AI. And we get into really some nitty gritty details. This week's episode, we talked about the problem with keyword stuffing and just publishing articles with ChatGPT trying to rank on Google and how it can actually hurt your ranking, tank your website. Good news is there's really practical ways that you can rank using AI. We've covered multiple different ways you can do that now. And so if you're interested in learning how to grow your business with AI or helping others grow their businesses, you're going to want to go join our community and listen to that episode. So we are eventually going to be raising the price to $100 a month, but the price you see this week is what you can lock in at, and we'll never raise the price on you. We're up to almost 150 members now, and it is really just a great place to be with like-minded people and learn. So you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, 100%. So as far as this whole Grok story goes, I think it's so fascinating. The biggest thing I think is like, so they're raising a $1 billion valuation, and you know that a huge chunk of that valuation and the $100 million they just raised, obviously it's an amazing product, so that obviously helps. But I can't help but think that XAI and Elon Musk and embedding this into Grok had to be absolutely a massive boost to their valuation, because essentially they got access to hundreds of millions of users over on Grok. And all of a sudden, you know, with hundreds of millions of people using it or looking at their technology just from this one tool, now they can go report to investors, hey, look, we have this tool. It's like used by X amount of millions of people every month. And our, you know, growth is skyrocketing, and it just makes them look incredible. So I just think it's really interesting for some of these companies. All they need is like one really big company like Twitter, for example, to just embed them. And all of a sudden they can go and raise $100 million at a $1 billion valuation. So I don't know. I think that's kind of like a funny thing with this story.
Well, I think the other thing to mention here is too, is I wonder if this whole, because part of the story is that Grok has no filters on their image generation. And so a couple of weeks back, we did a story on this and how there was some political imagery that was very controversial because there's no filter. And I kind of feel like that was almost a marketing play, again, by Elon Musk to get people to try out his image generator, because this is why it's different. So whether or not they keep it, you know, unfiltered, who knows? But I right now I'm looking at some more quite funny imagery made with Grok, and I won't describe it in detail, but there's some Disney characters that in kind of like a horror scene that kind of look interesting, some weapons, I don't know. So call it irresponsible, but I almost think it's another marketing play on his part to try to get more users for his platform. But
yeah, right. No, 100%. It's interesting too, because it definitely feels like it was kind of like a marketing gimmick. It was like, oh, it's like unfiltered, whatever. So just so you know, there are some guardrails. Like it won't let you produce illegal content, you know, would be illegal imagery. It won't let you produce like not safe for work NSFW content. So like nothing with nudity or anything like that. But it does let you do like political figures and like violence and like things like that. So that is kind of like something that was controversial for. And I think they might have even like tried to tone down the violence stuff a little bit now, but I'm not 100% sure. What is really interesting to me with this company though, Black Forest Labs, first of all, yes, they have all these controversial things and all these like reasons why people have tried them or use them or talk about them. But like at the end of the day, I think the reason why the interesting thing is like it is a really good product. Like it does create really good images. Like I think a competitor to Midjourney essentially. And so you have to have a really good product to be able to do to essentially stick. But you know, if someone created this and it was an amazing product, but no one knew about it or used it or was kind of just like unknown, they would never be able to raise money. They'd never be able to go very far. So it's like they almost had to have some sort of marketing gimmick to for people to find out about this. What's interesting though, this is mind blowing, Jamie, to me. 2 months ago, they came out of stealth. Okay, so that means they've been secretly developing this without telling anyone for like, I don't know, the last year or more, trying to essentially build a competitor to something like Midjourney. So 2 months ago, they came out of stealth and they got $31 million in funding. Oh my gosh, $31 million. It's insane. It came out of stealth. And 2 months later, they closed $100 million in funding. So like, you can just see how fast, like if you can come out with a good product and it gets good reception, just sky's the limit with AI right now, especially with these foundational models. Like they actually made this model. $1 billion in funding, or they have a $1 billion valuation 2 months after they came out of like stealth and actually like launched the product. To me, that is insanity.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. I mean, again, with a lot of these valuations and whatnot, you know, what does the ROI come in? Where do they actually make money? I feel like this being integrated with Grok is helpful for Elon as far as a business standpoint, because he can kind of lump it all together and make it one powerful software. But yeah, I don't know. That's a crazy valuation.
Crazy valuation. One thing that I will say, like you mentioned, it can generate crazy images over on Grok. Like people are generating images of Donald Trump, you know, smoking or whatever. And it's obviously like things that other AI models would block you for, because it has like if you tried to say Donald Trump smoking on X or on ChatGPT, it'd probably block you for like smoking and block you for Donald Trump. So like you can generate more with it. And I think that's why some people are using it. Now, I want to talk about my usage of this platform, which is that I tested it out whenever all the controversy was going around, everyone was talking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, what can it do? And the thing that stood out for me, yeah, sure. I said like a picture of Kamala Harris jumping out of an airplane that was burning, holding like bags of money. And then I said like Donald Trump, like driving a bus through like a fire or something. Like I did some crazy images just to see like, would it actually do the political stuff, because all the other models block it? Yeah, it did them. But the thing that stood out to me was I was like, dang, like the quality of these images is really high quality, like almost like photo-like. And I was like, this is really good. This is better than what I'm seeing on ChatGPT for like normal images. So I actually have my production team, when I create YouTube videos, they create my thumbnails. Like it's like a picture of me kind of, but then the background of the thumbnail is like generated by AI. And we're using ChatGPT, but I just wasn't like thrilled with the thumbnails because they looked like very non-realistic and kind of cartoony, because that's just what it generates. But I was like, eh, I mean, that's just what we need, so they can just like pump it out. But I had all of them, I told all of them to switch after finding Flux on Grok. I was like, just use like the image generator on Grok. That thing's like way better. It's photorealistic. You can generate anything. And it just looks like better images. So, I mean, even for me, like, yes, I tried out the tool because of their crazy marketing insanity, but like I stuck with the tool because like, oh, this is actually just a better tool. And like, I already pay for the premium on X, so it's free essentially for me. Might as well just use that. So anyways, I think this is a good model for whatever your business is. You might have your crazy marketing gimmick, whatever. You need to have some way to get people's attention. But as long as you have a really high quality product, you can continue to transfer that over to long-term customers, even after some big marketing stunt or publicity thing or gimmick or whatever.
Yeah, I actually just checked out some of your YouTube thumbnails made with Grok, and they're impressive, dude. Like the one you posted today looks like it has like Steven Spielberg and some people. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I would definitely check it out if you haven't yet. Go check out Grok, guys, because it looks pretty sweet, and his thumbnails are legit. So if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. I really appreciate it. And also check out our school community, where we cover a lot of this stuff in depth and how you can actually make money. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.